Welcome, this is Ryan Sokolowski. I'm a senior program manager on the ECG CAT team, and today is part two of our continuing series looking at storage QoS policies. Today, specifically, we will look at storage QoS single instance policies. Our first episode of this series is directly below this posting, and that was taking a look at multi-instance policies. Today's session will be quite similar, obviously with the pivot on the different type of policies and how those work. A reminder, storage QoS supports two different deployment scenarios: Hyper-V using a scale-out file server or Hyper-V using cluster shared volumes. So the distinction, again, for those who may not have viewed the previous video, the distinction between the types of policies: a single instance policy applies a minimum and maximum number for a combined set, or as I like to think of it, a pool of VHD or VHDX files. Multi-instance policies do it similarly, applying a minimum and maximum value, but those are applied individually for each virtual machine separately. So we'll start in our standard location here on our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, and you can see all of the disks presented into the pool. A note that we are continuing to operate in a disaggregated model. Disaggregated, of course, means that our Storage Spaces Direct cluster is a separate four-node cluster here, and then we have our compute server, compute cluster, hosting all of the virtual machine workloads separately. So these are another four nodes operating as a compute cluster. So the first piece we're going to do is we're going to generate a disk speed workload on the against a handful of the virtual machines in the compute cluster, and we'll do that with this command. So now that that's running, we can flip over and actually see the impact of the disk speed tool running. You can see in this case, disk transfers and reads and queue length, all of these have gone up, obviously, in response to executing that workload in the virtual machines. Now, going back to our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, we will issue most of our commands from here, and our first one is going to be that we'll take a look at the storage QoS resource, and we can see here that that's online, and this is perhaps an alternate way of viewing the same information that you can view in the Failover Cluster Manager GUI right here as a storage QoS resource as part of the cluster infrastructure. So back to PowerShell, we will take a look at the storage QoS flow, and I'll just type it. Get storage QoS flow, and this gives us a little bit of a kind of a rough and dirty view, not the best layout. So I'm going to leverage this other command that is included in our TechNet documentation on storage QoS. And this gives us a much better view of the initiator name, the node name on which that workload resides, and then the storage node IOPS. This is, here you can see the result of the disk speed tool. And if you wanted to look at just the information for a particular initiator, we would use this command, which is get storage QoS flow and pass in a specific initiator name. And in this case, you can see, again, the initiator IOPS laid out in a different format. And the piece that I want to point out here in the middle is the policy ID. And this is showing a GUID of all zeros, which maps to our default storage QoS policy that we're going to take a look at in just a moment. First, we're going to take a look at our storage QoS volumes. And here you can see, clearly see, which of the two volumes that I have present on my Storage Spaces Direct cluster, which of those volumes is hosting or holding the VHDX files for my virtual machine workloads, here indicated obviously through the increased IOPS. Now we can take a look at the storage QoS policies that exist currently with this command. And as I mentioned, the single existing policy is the default policy in this case. So now that we've taken a look at that and we know that there are no other policies in place, we're going to get right into the heart of it, and we're going to create our own storage QoS policy. And we're going to do this command, which is new storage QoS policy, and we'll give it a name. And we're indicating that it is a single instance policy, and we're specifying a minimum of 100 and a maximum of 600 IOPS. And then very quickly, as long as we've done that, I'm going to flip over to Virtual Machine Manager here, and just very quickly do a refresh on our storage provider, and this will set us up for our next pieces down the road. We're just going to initiate that refresh operation. So now that we have the policy created, we're going to use this command to get back the policy ID GUID, and I'll just type it again here. And we get back our GUID, and we're going to copy that, and then we're going to define another variable here and use that GUID. And we will actually use this later just as a little bit of a time saver or shortcut. But what we're going to need to do is to bring that over to our compute cluster, which is where we're actually going to apply the policy. So we'll open up a new PowerShell window, and we'll put in our GUID variable here. And then I'm going to use a command that is cluster aware. Typically, I think as documented in the TechNet documentation, the command is issued, but would just be issued against one of the nodes on the cluster. Obviously, this would not catch or apply to all of the virtual machines that would be sitting across the different nodes of a cluster. So we're going to use a cluster aware command where we're calling the object and saying get VM, get the hard drive, set the hard drive to the following QoS policy ID. And we will issue that. And this is the process of applying the policy here. So as soon as that's done, we can go back to our Storage Spaces Direct cluster and take a look at the results of that. And you can see here with this command, we're doing a get storage QoS flow, and we're doing some sorting and different columns. And you can see that we've basically applied our maximum and minimums from a pool perspective to our affected VMs that have the policy applied. A note about these numbers, and I'll reissue this command in a moment. These numbers in this column are actually a 5-minute running average. So as I up arrow and refresh that, you keep these numbers in mind. You can see that they're starting to essentially come down or come back down into line, again, averaging out over that 5-minute running total. So we can now see that the policy is applied and we're getting the effect that we wanted. To modify, we'll query for storage policies, and we'll take another look, a look at a little bit different format or layout. I like this one myself personally. It's a little bit different PowerShell command that gives us a different view of some of the parameters. Our next piece is to actually modify an existing storage QoS policy, and that's exceptionally easy the way that these commands have been built. We simply issue a get storage QoS policy, specify the name, and then pass in through the pipeline set storage QoS policy and define either a new minimum or a new maximum or both. And in this case, we're going to move this from 600 maximum to 800. So we will issue that, and then we will look again, and you can see that the numbers have certainly changed. Let's take a look at this view, and you can see the effect of that new maximum applying across these virtual machines. So that's the creation and then modification of storage QoS policies, in this case, single instance policies. Let's do a little bit of imaginary work here. And we're going to do something that we'll simulate a situation that might happen in a real world environment. We're going to go through the process of recreating a missing policy. And why this is important is if a policy is deleted while it is still applied to a virtual machine or multiple, those virtual machines will continue to run as if there is no storage policy applied to them. So let's see that in action. We're going to essentially just remove a particular storage QoS policy, the one that we just created. You will receive a confirmation alert here, and you would say yes. And the takeaway here is essentially you would not do this while a policy was still applied to running workloads. And we will see why that is with this next command. We will take a look at any storage QoS flows that have an unknown policy ID. And it pulls up all of these virtual machines that have a defined policy that no longer exists. Another way we can look at that is this way. And this demonstrates the unknown policy ID status field. So this is an undesired state, obviously. So the way that we're going to recover from that is we're going to create the old policy using the previous policy's GUID. And that's where this command comes in to get the GUID. Fortunately for us, we have the GUID defined already from our previous steps. You typically would not have this cached in a PowerShell window when this occurs in a production environment. So we will say new storage QoS policy, passing in the parameter. We're going to call it restored policy. And we'll set a minimum of 100, and let's drop this back down to 600. And there is our restored policy. Now, if we take a look at this command again, we will now see a status of OK, and that policy continues to be applied to these virtual machines. So what we stepped away for a moment to do was to refresh our storage provider and virtual machine manager. So let's flip back and take a look at that. In the fabric area under storage, if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see storage QoS policies here. And our refresh has completed, and we've been able to bring in the storage QoS policy that we created. And you can see the policy settings here and the scope applying to this Storage Spaces Direct scale-out file server implementation. So you can create and manage all your storage QoS policies from VMM. And I'll point out as to why that's maybe a good idea here. Let's create a quick single instance policy here. We'll call it single one. And there's two options here. Of course, this displays different verbiage rather than multi or single instance. The first option here is all virtual disk instances share resources, and that is our pooled approach of a single instance policy. Resources allocated to each virtual disk instance, that maps to our multi-instance policy. So we'll pick our single instance, and we'll say maybe 200 here and maybe 1,000 since this is pooled. And here's the kind of the visual realization of why it might be a good idea to use Virtual Machine Manager in an enterprise environment to manage your storage QoS policies. If you have multiple SOFS or servers or file servers, file shares set up that are under management through VMM, when you create your policy here, you could select, in terms of scope, all of those different file servers here. And at the time of creation, that a single GUID would be created that's consistent across all of those. And why that's important is if and when you need or want to do a storage migration at a later time, you would no longer have issues with losing that policy application when a virtual machine moves from one scale-out file server to another. So we will complete this, and then let's create just another quick, we'll create a multi-instance policy, and we will say resources allocated to each virtual disk instance, and we'll limit this to 100 and 300, select our scope, and finish that as well. And now we can see all three of our existing storage QoS policies. We can go back here as well, and we can say, get storage QoS policy. And we can see all of our existing storage QoS policies represented right here. So flipping back, there's one more piece that I want to show you, and that's when you're deploying a virtual machine. So I'll go to one of my virtual machine templates, and we'll say create a virtual machine, and we'll call it test one, and we'll click through this. And you'll see towards the end where we're able to select the storage QoS policy that we want applied. Now, notably here, if you choose to deploy the VM to a private cloud, you're not provided the options to select any parameters about the hard drive. So we're going to select to place it on a host specifically. And for convenience sake, we'll just continue to target that same compute cluster node that we were working with, serve 01. And on this next screen is where we will see right here under Machine Resources, if you select the virtual hard drive, you can, from here, select to apply a particular storage QoS policy so that at deployment time, your virtual machines will be managed and controlled through an existing storage QoS policy. So we'll cancel that. And that's the end of our presentation today. I want to thank you for joining us and look for more portions, episodes of Storage QoS in the near future. Thanks.